Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.com.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome. Welcome, all. I hope you're well in spite of the terrible news we've been experiencing from Nice, France. And we're going to our first guest right now, and it is Julie Lone Key Alexander. She is the author of A Rose on the Steel Ground. The book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. She's here to join us, and Julie, it's so terrific to talk with you again. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing you, but we met, and it is a pleasure.
Good morning, Stu, and everybody.
All right, you've got a really thought-provoking book, something that has been preceded. And I know your life now is excellent, but you've had a very difficult beginning, and I'd like you to talk about the book, your experience, and why you wrote it.
I immigrated to America in 1993, and I worked for the post office almost 20 years. And when the communists took over Vietnam, I was 10, and my family had a hard time to survive because, you know, under communist government, everything is really difficult. And my our business bankrupt, and then we just starving, and to be able to survive, I have to stand up with the world, to face the world, to help my parents to survive. And then I earned a college degree in Saigon in the University of Ho Chi Minh City, and then I had a good job there, and then but economy was so weak in 1992. And then I finally immigrated to America, so to be able to support my family as my father's last wish before he died. And when I come in here, and then it's just like start from beginning again, so I really struggling with, you know, how to get a job and to learn English and everything. But I made it. So I wrote this book just for my son to know when he grow up why we live in America. Day after day, so the story been, you know, just like a message for my son. So 2009, I found my relative in China that my father last wish to look for his relative that he lost over 60 years. So I came back to America, and then I wrap up the whole story. I just thought that I wrote the book and make a copy for each family member for the memo of the, you know, how we struggling under the during the Vietnam War and under the communists. And then my husband, Richard Alexander, he read the book and he said that the book is, the story is so beautiful that all American people are going to be really, really interesting to know.
Well, I have to commend you. You are a courageous, lovely lady. as I've indicated to my audience, I've met Julie, and she's really an inspiration to all, and it brings a sense of understanding in terms of not all people who immigrate to this country are bad, and many make contributions like you do. What is your life like today?
Basically, I'm happy. I work for the post office and meeting, you know, helping people out there. To fulfill my job is really hard, but it is the pride of being an American citizen. And thanking God that I'm here. I made it to America, and I just want to say thank you to all American soldier and friend that helping us during the Vietnam War, and that the government let us come in here, and so to be able to get a better life and look for, to fulfill my American dream.
Are you surprised about what's happened in Vietnam? My daughter and son-in-law went there on their honeymoon, and they said it was an extraordinary experience. Are you surprised about the turnover there and the fact that there's a sense of freedom and it's turned into a great vacation resort? It's somewhat stunning to someone like me who's never been there.
Nowadays in Vietnam, they are, really open-minded, They know more, government control, stuff like when I was young. Like 30 years ago, it's really, really difficult. Everything has to be, follow the leader, the local government especially. But nowadays, Vietnam is really a good place to visit, more project, more investment from the overseas investor. And so it's really fun to go back to visit nowadays. Yeah, I admit, it's really, really beautiful country, with the ocean and the mountains, stuff like that.
Julie, what messages would you like people to derive from this book, and whom is the book intended for?
We used to be, really, really miserable. And then for me, never give up. That's the biggest message. I want to tell everybody that how difficult life we're facing, but myself, I stood up and then facing the world myself and helped my family, and I finally achieved my goal, and I'm really proud about that. So for my whole book, the story about, I try hard and I work hard, and then I never give up, and that's how I get my successful today in my life.
Yeah, and you convey that message in the book. Have you gotten any response from anybody who has read this that is from Vietnam?
In Vietnam is right now. I'm not sure because the communists still have the really restriction about education and information stuff, not really open mind about.
So hasn't that changed though now?
I think it's still really limit, because when I try to send the book over there, or you buy the copy of the music or books to come back to America, they have to go through the organization that they have to inspect it. So about my book, this is a true story of my life, but is still, really hesitant to send a book to all the friends selling over there. It's really a restriction.
We've got just a couple of minutes left, Julie. Yeah. I'd like you to kind of talk to the audience and perhaps ask them or tell them something that we haven't covered during the course of the interview, basically a summary or some closing comments.
Okay. My book is about, the struggle of my life, and from the communist over Vietnam to my immigration to America. So I just really appreciate it, all the supporting my fan and anybody that come to my book signing that really have a good compliment about me, about my story. And I just want to say thank you to all the fans out there. And if you have a chance, visit my website.
That's what I was going to say. Give out your website.
AroseOnTheStillGround.com or get on the Facebook, A Rose in the Still Ground, and or Julie Alexander, and then you will see all the, you know, my posts and information and my book signing and all the events that I have and all the talk that I have, that I went out there and I have the presentation with all the audience out there. So thank you very much for your support.
Well, thank you. You're a lovely lady, and you have a wonderful, courageous story. And America, all America, should be focused on it. Go to AroseOnTheStillGround.com. Again, AroseOnTheStillGround.com. I highly recommend this book. It is it's compelling. And Julie, again, thank you so much for joining us with your story.
Thank you very much, Stu, and thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too. All right. We're going to come up on a break, and we're going to head again across the ocean to talk about a very difficult story that has come here as well, and that's the situation about radical Islam. Joining us will be Anita and Van Bozeman and their book, Radical Islam. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America. Red, white, and you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, we're back with a serious subject, and as I was telling our esteemed guests prior to the interview, the timing is great, and if it sounds like I'm being contradictory, I am. I'm sorry the timing is great because I'm referring to that terrible tragedy that happened in Nice. Excuse me, but joining us is Anita and Van Bozeman. They are the authors of Radical Islam, Past, Present, and Future, What Moderate Muslims Will Not Tell You, and I'd like to introduce both of you. Thank you for joining us. The timing couldn't have been better regarding your book, and I'd like a reaction from either one or both of you, a very brief one before we talk about the book on that terrible tragedy that occurred yesterday. Are you with us? Anita, Van, are you with us? All right, we don't have them. So, Dave. All right, we're not yet, huh? All right, well, we're reconnecting with Anita and Van Bozeman, and we'll have that interview for a moment, all right, in just a moment. So stay with us. My apologies. Radical Islam, Past, Present, and Future, What Moderate Muslims Will Not Tell You. And the book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to TatePublishing.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. And we're all set. Sorry for that little miscue. Anita and Van, I've already done the introduction from the book, so let's get right to it. I'd like a quick response from one of you regarding that terrible tragedy in Nice.
Well, yes. Good morning, Stu. It is a terrible tragedy, but it's something that people need to understand. We are at war. There is absolutely no question about it that there is a war between cultures and actually between civilizations. It's horrible that it happened, but I think it's going to be something that happens more and more frequently, and terrorism at its heart, and it's something that is being pushed and preached in mosques around the world.
Yeah, and there were suggestions, and I'd like you to base this upon your experience about how we go about attacking something, an entity that as it said, does not have uniforms, is not easy to locate physically. What did your experiences, both of you, with a residency in Cyprus, educate you about that perhaps most of us don't know? What's enlightening about this book?
Well, first of all, I lived in the Middle East for 13 years, almost. I wasn't a professor or a reporter that went there for 4 or 6 months, looked around, got impressions, and came back and wrote a book. I actually lived there. I lived among the people. I taught school there. So I was pretty well immersed in the local culture. How do you fight against it? You have to understand that anybody who's opening position is that you either submit to Allah, you pay a tax and become my slave, or I kill you. There's not too much room for negotiation there.
The basis for this religion, you claim in the book, radically differs from other religions and Christianity. To me, all you have to do is look at Sharia law. And also, what you said, either submit or die. Are there any other radical differences that you know about, tracing the history back so many years, so many centuries?
Yes. My husband, Van, will speak to that.
The culture of slavery goes back to maybe 50 to 100 years after Muhammad. It was race-based, and it was 150 million people, black people, were killed before they reached the Arabian states. That's not counting East Africa. That would be another 50 million. And some of those were part of the Atlantic slave trade, but it was a good 50 million that were part of the Arabian slave trade as well. The castration of males would occur, the scrotum and the penis, and that was, again, before they reached the Arabian states, where it would have been frowned on if it was done there. But there was no problem with it being done before they arrived. There's not a large black culture or black population in the Arabian states. So there were the women, or the proportion of slaves that were there were predominantly women, but still, so that begs the question of what happened to the babies that were ultimately produced. There was no birth control at the time, so it had to have been infanticide. So this strikes a major difference in the culture for hundreds and hundreds of years. And then, so that's the background. And the Quran preaches demitude, which is the paying the jizya tax, and it validates the slavery. So it's all there. So they have the tradition and the Quran and the Hadith all backed up what they were doing.
Well, also in the book, we did a side-by-side comparison. I know many people have said, well, Christianity is, you know, in Islam, they're similar. They're just world, you know, they're just religions. Well, if you look at them side by side, no, they're not. Yes, people say that Islam is a religion of peace, but then it's the definition of peace. We look at peace as no war, calm, quiet, no struggle. For them, peace is the time when all of the world will bow down,
submit,
and accept Allah.
We only have less than a minute left, so I want to address this question about the issue of moderate Muslims and the fact that they're very reticent and reluctant to participate in the process to defeat radical Islamic terror. I'm giving you only about 10 seconds to respond to that.
Okay. As long as you just remember that there is no radical, there is no moderate, it's how long it's going to take to reach that peace. Radicals want it now, of the moderates are willing to wait 100, 150 years.
All right.
They're not willing to push it.
On that note, radical Islam, past, present, and future, what moderate Muslims will not tell you, Anita and Van Bozeman, thank you for this compelling message. It's been great having you on. We'll be back.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is business journalist Ron Insana, and I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, who I think is one of the brightest guys on radio. Very straight, very down the middle, but very informed, and you should all be listening every day.
What the world needs now.
All right, that's a perfect intro. If you're listening to that, and that idiot, that fool, I said it. Oh, boy, I hope they don't have this show tapped into. Loretta Lynch, our esteemed attorney general, who says, you just got to show love and understanding, and that will solve the problems. What's happened? Why are we focusing on gun control? And I hope Barry Hussein Obama takes a look at what happens in Nice and said, oh, now this was a truck that ran down a lot of people. Let's ban all trucks. I'm about as angry as I could possibly be. Donald Trump was on O'Reilly last night. You know, when you ask people specifics, how to resolve issues, and they're running for office, it's not always advantageous to do it. You give some generalities. If you want to make things too specific in terms of an answer, you say, all right, here's an 8-point plan to defeat ISIS. And, of course, ISIS looks at that 8-point plan, and they come up with counterpoints. This country has become so controlled by the media, so controlled by what we perceived, so involved with what's beautiful and what's sexy instead of what's traumatic, that we're not going to solve any of these problems unless we get down to the realities in front of us. We're facing a relentless enemy who, if you listen to my last interview, and I didn't time it that way, it just worked out, on fundamental Islamic terror and what the goal and objective is of these horrific groups, then you'll understand there is only one solution. And when Brennan of the CIA comes out and makes a statement that if our next president is an advocate of waterboarding, he'll resign. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Secretary, and it's the same message that I have for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and a lot of others who say we're leaving the country. Oh, be sure to take Joy Behar with you, will you? Because I have to have a vomit bag whenever she pops up on television. Leave the country, and leave the country so we, the patriotic Americans in this country, can chart a course to solve the problems we have at stake. Now, I'm not going to come on here and represent myself as a military strategist, but we all are armchair quarterbacks, and I think it's quite apparent that if you don't cut the head off of the snake will continue to exist. We will not defeat terrorism as it is. We will not be able to advance forward this cause and return America to the greatness we once knew. It's slipping away, folks. It's dissipating. And I continue to hear in my interaction with people every single day, Donald Trump, he didn't pay his help. He's a boastful, braggadocio individual. And I'm saying, I know I'm going to drive people crazy till they turn the dial off. You got two choices out there. You got one with an obnoxious, boisterous individual who hasn't committed any crimes and who truly loves America. He's raised a wonderful family. by virtue of being a billionaire, you know you're going to have lawsuits. You're a target. And I'm not exonerating him from everything. And then you've got the alternative. You've got someone who is heavily responsible, along with our esteemed president, for creating this situation. And I could go back to the reset with Russia, our policies in Iraq, withdrawing our troops, our deal with Iran, which to me is so mind-boggling. I haven't even talked about it in 2 or 3 weeks because I can't comprehend the consequences of it. Somebody who I believe has committed treason, someone who I believe is a pathological liar about almost everything. And ladies and gentlemen, with all due respect, and yeah, it's cost me a few, quote, friendships, I've reached the boiling point where I can't deal with these people anymore. Deal with reality. And having said that, I'm looking at the vice presidential field, which I summarized yesterday. Now, we don't have a definitive answer and whom Trump is selecting. It appears that Mike Pence of Indiana, the governor, former senator for 12 years, with an impeccable background character-wise, both in his business and in his personal life. There is a strong case for selecting Mike Pence, and I know the headliner issue here and the top priority is the issue of illegal immigration. By and large, I think it's a good fit, and it's a contrast to Trump's personality. Newt Gingrich said it. Newt, who's been a guest on this show several times, and we hope to get him on in the next couple of weeks. I'm just paraphrasing what he said. If he's the vice president, he knows, then you'll have two bombastic personalities. These are my words that I'm using. There's a case for selecting Mike Pence, who's a little bit boring, a little bit tranquil, but is articulate on the issues. And I'm not standing here and saying if I were Donald Trump, I'd choose. I think they're all good choices. Chris Christie, who I think either he or Rudy Giuliani should be the attorney general. The possibility, and he's just a long shot at this point, Jeff Sessions. And, of course, Newt, whom I have been a supporter and an advocate of for a long time. Both of them have personal issues in their lives. And obviously you've got Bridgegate and you've got Gingrich involved in a couple of scandals. But I wonder if the pendulum has moved, because when you think about fighting terrorism and you think about putting someone in office, either as a VP or an attorney general, is there suddenly more credence to selecting a Chris Christie who's as tough as nails or a Newt Gingrich who has expertise on everything? I don't mean to make an exaggeration of this. I never knew Leonardo da Vinci. What was it, the 14th century? I was not around, to the best of my knowledge. But I look at all the great people who have contributed to the way the world is today. Leonardo da Vinci is up there. And when I look at intellect, tell me who's smarter or more able to handle himself on any issue other than Newt Gingrich. It presents somewhat of an internal conflict, even though I'm not part of the decision-making process. I'm satisfied with any of them. It's what I'm saying, but I wonder if the pendulum is tipped and Donald Trump will pull a rabbit out of his hat by saying it's not Mike Pence. I mean, he's unpredictable. And I want to say something, folks. This unpredictability could be a huge asset in fighting ISIS and the caliphate, eliminating it. I have said from the beginning, and I say it right now, what Donald Trump will bring to the table is the ability to surround himself with people like Carl Icahn, hopefully John Bolton for Secretary of State, and a whole group of people who will function in the role of government, bringing back our credibility, and Donald Trump will be there and be the administrator. Did you ever think of that? Now take a look at the people surrounding Barack Obama. Take a look at the incorrigible collection of hideous people surrounding Hillary Clinton. You want 4 more years of this? Are we able to sustain ourselves for 4 more years? You know what they say when you start to do radio? Don't be so pessimistic that you lose part of your listening audience. I'm sorry. I have to be forthright. Everything I do on this show and in my personal life, I try to be forthright about, or I am forthright about. I just thought of a quote from the question that was asked Hillary Clinton, if she tells the truth all the time. She says, I try to. What does that tell you? You got to read what someone says. Bill Clinton said his conversation with Loretta Lynch was primarily about golf and grandkids. Pick out these words. I try to tell the truth. It's primarily. Leaves a big door open, doesn't it, when you have to cover? And when you've got lying, scheming, conniving people, that's what they do and they do best. So my message, as I started to say here a moment ago before I got a little bit sidetracked, was that I don't think this country can take four more years. I can't come on here and say, wow, we'll deal with these next 4 years. I honestly don't know how. Because if you want to take the extreme positions that have been put forth by Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, whose idol was Lucifer, and then take Barack Obama's positions and take them further to the left, we're gone, folks. We're gone. Put a clothespin over your nose if you don't like them. Put a clothespin over your nose and vote for Donald Trump. I know it's way off in November. I'm begging you to do this. I don't think I've ever begged on the air. I'm begging you to do it. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with our next guest, William Lynn Smith. This is Stu Taylor.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The Company Store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business?
Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Stu Taylor on Business, 9 to 10 a.m. WBNW, 1120 a.m.
This is Lanny Davis doing an interview with Stu Taylor about my book, Crisis Tales, Five Rules for Coping with Crises in Business, Politics, and Life. I'm enjoying this interview very much, especially because Stu Taylor, who may be wrong politically about almost everything, is a gentleman and knows how to civilly disagree with my very liberal perspective.
All right, we return with a remarkable book published by Christian Faith Publishing. It's entitled Lenny, and it's written by our guest, who's joining us right now, William Lynn Smith. This is a really different story than what you're typically accustomed to from the July 5th Newswire.com. Lenny is described as a gripping and potent work of fiction that details the collision of two different worlds in the most improbable way. William, welcome to the show. Congratulations. And pick up on that opening statement that I made about what the book is about and why you wrote it.
Well, basically, Stu, the book is about two different individuals that represent two diametrically opposed factions. You have an older man that lived through World War II and came home and tried to build a life, and it collapsed. And then you have a young man that's on his way up, and he takes the job at the railroad, and he is not meteoric, but he's going on. And these two guys meld together and include each other in their lives and the way that they meet and talk and enjoy each other.
How did you come up with this idea? You've got two intersecting cultures, two contrasting individuals. Is there a message? How did you develop this?
I developed it basically from my career with the railroad and the fact that I just love telling good stories. I would be working in the yard at night, and I'd meet these, well, they call them hobos, knights of the road, and they all had a story. And I enjoyed listening to them. And I did run into some guys that had come home, and basically home just wasn't what they left. And so I put them both together in a fashion that would more or less point the foibles out as well as the world as it is. Now, that I'm not going for reality because I'm a fiction writer. And the only difference between a fiction writer and a liar is that the liar expects you to believe it. But the main thing that I do is for the enjoyment of people reading it and the ability to make them think.
All right. You've got two interesting motives there. The ability to read it, you want to make people think. Is there a message or two that you'd like people to take from this book?
Basically, what I like for people to take from the book is to accept different cultures. Lenny and Bronco accepted each other. They didn't try to change each other into a carbon copy of themselves. Lenny was a hobo. He enjoyed the freedom. Bronco was a hard worker, and he enjoyed the work. And that's where it comes down to.
Have you gotten any feedback from people who have read the book that's perhaps enlightened you, or have you come up with any self-enlightening thoughts after having written the book?
Every time I write a book, it always amazes me that I actually wrote it when I reread it. But the main thing that I get enlightening from it is the responses it elicits from people that do read it. Everybody gets a little something different from it.
Is there a concluding remark or two you would like to make based upon what we haven't talked about in this discussion?
Well, the remark that I'd like to make is everyone has a story. Don't be afraid to tell it. That's the reason we lose so much in the world today is we don't remember what we thought years ago. That's because nobody tells each other what they're doing. So if you think about something to write down, write it. Just for yourself. And then if people like it, then great. If they don't, hey, what have you lost?
A terrific message. I want people to focus on this again. It's William Lynn Smith's newly released Lenny. It's the amazing story of the meeting of two different cultures, social classes, and generations in one improbable friendship. Fascinating theme. It's difficult to be creative and unique, and I have to say you've achieved it with this book. It's published by Christian Faith Publishing. You can go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, get yourself a copy. William, thank you so very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we're going to return. We've got just a few minutes to go, and let me do something I don't often do here because I'm so humble and so soft-spoken and so modest that I just never really talk about the terrific speeches that I give, and I'll do a lot of public speaking. I mean, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but actually, if you go to my website at stutaylor.com, I think this is certainly supported by people who have brought me in to talk on a number of subjects. It's stutaylor.com. I'd be more than happy to talk to your group, to your association, to your school, to your business on a number of topics. If you click on stutaylor.com and then click on speaking engagements and testimonials, there's a whole list of them. If you go to video archives, I mean, honestly, if you don't have any plans today, or if you have plans, cancel your plans today. Just cancel them and spend it on my website. Go to video archives, click down, and you'll see a number of my speaking appearances on a number of subjects. I love it. Have mouth, will travel. And I can tell you one thing, and this is from people whom have booked me for speaking engagements, people who have booked me. I do not look at my watch or my clock. If I have a commitment to engage in any of these speaking engagements, I'll be there. I get tremendous gratification answering questions. And if someone comes up to me, as they often do, and say, Stu, I got one thing out of your talk. Hopefully they'll get more than one or several things out of it. I'm totally gratified, and I'd be more than happy to impart that information and knowledge, hopefully trickled in with a little bit of humor as well, because I believe in education, information, and humor. Again, it's stutaylor.com. That's stutaylor.com. And one thing you'll find out, I don't come with an attitude. I'm easily reachable. You can reach me directly. All the information is on my website. A prayer for everyone who's victimized. In fact, we all are from the incident at Nice. And hopefully we'll have much better news next week. I think it was admirable of Donald Trump to cancel his press conference. We'll get lots more of that next week with great updates. This is Stu Taylor wishing you a terrific weekend.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.